720 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. China is unhappy with the U.S. this morning after an F-22 fighter jet shot down a suspected spy balloon yesterday off the Carolina coast. CBS's Lucy Kraft reports from Tokyo.
China's foreign ministry declared strong dissatisfaction and protest after its giant balloon was shot down by a U.S. missile. Beijing labeled the use of force an overreaction and argues this balloon was a civilian aircraft that strayed into U.S. territory by accident. China has not commented on Pentagon reports of a second balloon hovering over Latin America.
Evacuation orders remain in place this morning in East Palestine, Ohio, after a train derailment Friday night caused a large fire. National Transportation Safety Board member Michael Graham.
About 50 cars were involved in the derailment, 20 of which contain hazardous materials.
A collision between two large planes was narrowly averted at the airport in Austin, Texas yesterday morning. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
The Southwest Airlines plane was cleared for takeoff as an air traffic controller also gave the go-ahead for the FedEx 767 cargo plane to land. According to a statement from the Federal Aviation Administration, the FedEx pilot discontinued the landing and initiated a last-second climb-out to avoid a collision.
Despite the dangerous cold in the Northeast and New England, the mail is getting delivered, and people are appreciative, says Dan Reed in Central New York State.
People are always saying thank you, and I can't believe you're out here, and you're doing great, and you know that it's nice to hear that.
Recorded at the top of Mount Washington in New Hampshire yesterday, a record-setting wind chill of minus 108 degrees Fahrenheit. Federal food assistance benefits for tens of millions of Americans will shrink significantly this month, and food banks are preparing, says CBS's Jim Krasula.
Managers of the nation's food banks expect record demand this month. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits are cut.
We worry that we'll see a tidal wave of need.
Eric Cooper is CEO of the San Antonio Food Bank in Texas. The benefits are being cut after Washington gave all SNAP recipients the maximum monthly benefit during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tens of thousands of Israelis braved heavy rain yesterday for a fifth week of nationwide protests over judicial reform plans by the new government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Protester Shai Spiegelman.
If the people of Israel is not going to do it, people are going to suffer here. People cannot stop. We cannot go back.
A bill ending 24-hour-a-day solitary confinement is close to becoming law in Virginia. The bill passed the Virginia House unanimously last week, 99-0. This week, it heads to the Senate, where passage is expected. From there, it goes to the desk of the governor. This is CBS News.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. mainly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 14. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 34. Cloudy tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows level off around 31. Mid-30s Tuesday. Much warmer on Wednesday with highs in the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to the fine program of Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Here in Madison, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side, Devil Radio 92.7 FM, The Shaw, where Brian's broadcasting from in Waukesha.
Oh, I'm here, y'all.
How you doing, big guy?
I'm all right. The one day I probably shouldn't be here in the Shaw is the one day I am, even though I'm never here. I'm either home or on the road or something going on. You know, we do the shtick where we don't know what day it is, and sometimes we're joking and sometimes we're just doing the shtick, but either way, we're having fun with it. This time it actually caught up to us, and contractor, same time as me, when they need to be here. And drilling. Well, apparently, drilling does not work really well.
With the radio mic turned on.
Oh, the radio mic. I don't ever claim to be an expert, other than a friend of mine and also a professor said that an expert is someone who has made every conceivable mistake. And I got to tell you, I am well on the way to being an expert. In a lot of things right now, calendar maintenance, which is funny because I get on other people because of that. But today, I have the chickens have come to roost as it's.
So if you hear some power tools in the background of Brian's microphone, it's not his toothbrush. It's just a little routine maintenance that we, you know, accidentally may have forgotten about. But that's okay.
Daily, you using power tools? Oh, yeah, I'm done anyway.
No power tools. Folks, if you want to share a tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. I want to welcome the rest of the state of Wisconsin to the show as well. Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Amory, and Richland Center. Welcome to the party that is Dueling Tangents here in the 2 o'clock hour. Again, I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. And Brian,
it's true.
We had the State of the State address last night. Governor Tony Evers giving the first State of the State address of his second term. And it seems like not everybody in the state of Wisconsin watched the same speech that you or I may have watched. So
yeah, it's interesting seeing the different takes on things and how people look at how things work. It's really just an interesting situation, I think. But before we even get into that or any details on it, I just want to give a shout out to Evan and Todd and Terry for pulling off a really awesome coverage of the State of the State. Nothing crazy was needed, you know, but you guys really just filled in admirably for, you know, top of the hour, bottom of the hour. And then the summation afterwards was awesome. Terry was joined by a guest and frequent guest of ours, Rep. Francesca Hong, and really, really just brought home what the governor had to say. And I just got to say that the coverage was awesome. Everybody involved was awesome. And great job, Civic Media, once again.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun with the growing network that we have here at Civic Media, and really excited that we were able to offer that coverage and now provide our breakdowns of what it was, because there are some interesting takeaways from last night's speech, Brian, depending on who you ask, because... and we'll get into some of these reactions, but again, if you want to share your reaction to the State of the State address, 844-967-2789, you can call or text that number. But Brian, what was your favorite? You got a takeaway personally from the speech last night, or do you want to dive into some of the
reactions? One of my favorites is from our another recent guest of ours, Alan Robinson, also a local proprietor. He was at the State of the State, and he was live, just putting stuff out there, and on Facebook, he put out there that the governor recognizes that Wisconsin small business and corporations increased by 49% from 2019 to 2020. And every member of the GOP looks very angry about it.
Yeah,
this is where we're at right now. The people who are supposed to be about growing business and growing
they allege to be about that. Yeah.
The pro-business party is angry about the small business growth here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, Brian, they only like small business growth when Republicans can claim credit for it, but the Republican legislature had zero to do with the Main Street Bounce Back Program instituted by Governor Tony Evers over the last several years to make sure that there was a good ecosystem for these small businesses to return to Main Streets around the state of Wisconsin. And so, yeah, it was very telling that Republican elected officials in the chamber last night during this State of the State speech just sat there and didn't applaud, didn't stand all but for the UW marching band that came in at the end. They sat there upset, almost looking from the state of the state. Wisconsin.
Over and over again, Governor Evers said, I'm looking to work with you. I'm looking to work with you. And they just sat there stone-faced.
Yeah.
What wonderful petty adults they are.
One of the interesting takeaways, it's just the fact that there was no... When Evers took the podium at the start, the Republicans didn't even stand for the governor coming into the room. They were still just sitting there. They didn't applaud.
They crapped on his wife, too. They just didn't do anything. It's just his wife. She's just, hey, I met her in kindergarten. You know, wonderful time. I really love her.
Did you catch his slip up around that, too, though?
Yeah.
That was a pretty good
fantastic
one.
That's fantastic. He said her first bridal dress.
When referencing the small business climate in Fond du Lac, referencing his wife of, I believe, he said 50 years last
50
year?
50 years, I believe, yeah. And got a huge applause.
Yeah.
Not from the Republicans.
No.
Because apparently they don't believe in marriage either. This marriage is between a man and a woman, apparently. So they didn't like that.
They didn't applaud.
I thought that was the kind of marriage that they could get behind. The one that stays together for 50 years. Isn't that what you... silly me. I'm just saying.
I'm mad. I'm petty.
But Governor Evers said Kathy Evers' first wedding dress, referencing 50 years ago when she was there in Fond du Lac receiving that, and then he caught himself, Brian. He was kind of like, wait, what am I talking about? Hopefully not first, because it was the only one. But that was pretty funny, I thought.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. And it was a nice... It was cool to see him be human about it.
Yeah, it was a very human moment.
Because, again, it wasn't anything like, you know, he didn't slip up and say anything dirty. This time we didn't have to bleep him out. Congratulations, Profane Tony. He got a nickname, Profane Tony Evers, for a while because this guy, who you would not assume would be profane, is at the last couple of State of the States had said a couple profane things. This time he did not.
Yeah, this time he did not. One of the things that he did not say, I don't think I caught a single Poco reference. I was listening for it, but Todd Alba and I had a little bet, over-under line being 2.5. Todd took the over, I took the under, so I think I won that bet, but I got to follow up with Todd. We may have to, you know, search the entire transcript of the speech just to be certain, but I think I'm on safe, solid ground that bet was won by myself, because I don't think the governor referenced Poca once.
I got to tell you a quick riff on Poca. I went Roku and I watched the first 5 minutes of the Weird Al weird documentary,
mm-hmm.
Or show or biopic or whatever you want to call it, with Daniel Radcliffe. I watched the first 5 minutes of it because that's all Amy would let me watch. But I can tell you that I will highly recommend it because the first 5 minutes explains just how hot a poker player is and how close to the devil it is. So Evers is on the edge there. And in that frame, I think it's fantastic. But yeah, Tony Evers talked about his how small businesses grew.
Yeah.
One of the things I used to rail upon all the time, before you were, when I had my own radio show solo for a while, and when I was with Daryl Ingram for two different slots on a previous radio station, same conglomerate type of thing, when we were a small conglomerate. Just a tiny small conglomerate.
Are you pining for days before me? Is that what you're doing?
I'm just telling you that I've been consistently, I used to completely complain about the poor rating of Wisconsin small entrepreneurship. Wisconsin entrepreneurship was dead last for years. And small business growth was not good, especially under Scott Walker. And then they threw all the money, all the chips into one basket, into Foxconn. We'll not get into that because we don't have enough time before break. But Governor Evers did some of the... like, he's not allowed to really do anything in his capacity as governor because of the lame duck session that the Republicans handed to him.
Petty
Republicans. But what he could do is direct federal aid funds into investing in small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened? Actual measurable results. And he listed off those exact measurable results of what you do when you invest in small businesses. And Republicans, their response completely ignored the fact that the economy grew and of all federal funds.
Oh no, Brian, we're only in good fiscal shape because Republicans, with their austerity and their tough budgets recent years,
by not showing up basically the entire time that happened. So by them not showing up and Governor Evers investing money into small businesses, guess what? Our economy recovered. Oh, also our schools are now in the top 10 again. And
we have a surplus that is historic. The rainy day fund has never had more money in it. Yeah,
all right. When you want to take the opportunity to go and do nothing, and then someone steps in to fill the void with leadership and then makes decisions that work, you really shouldn't complain about it, but apparently they do anyway. We'll get back to that, their responses in just a little bit. And we'll also talk about mental health services because Governor Evers wants to throw a bunch of money at that too.
Well,
my goodness.
He's declaring 2023 the year of mental health, and I think that's a pretty good designation to try to find common ground on if we're going to find any, because boy, does it need to be addressed. Folks,
give us your calls, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke.
Oh, yeah.
I got that right today.
If you're single, a young couple just starting out, or an empty nester, regular size loaves of bread just may be too much of a good thing. Now, thanks to Village Hearth Half Loaves, you can have just the right amount of fresh, delicious bread for toast and your favorite sandwiches. Village Hearth Half Loaves come in 5 flavorful varieties, including Dakota Style 12 Grain, Honey Wheat, and Premium White. You're sure to find the one that's just right. Village Hearth Half Loaves, the perfect size for one or two.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at easterseals.com.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you,
I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, he's Brian Kelly. You're listening to the show across Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app wherever fine apps are downloaded. You can take us with you on the go. You can jump from station to station within our network. Hear excellent programming from As Goes Wisconsin to Up North News Radio to the Todd Alba Show and the Devil's Advocates. Again, you can find that app wherever apps are downloaded in the Apple or Google Play stores. Take us with you on the go. And Brian, it is an interesting dynamic. We're discussing the State of the State address that was given by Governor Tony Evers last night in the Madison Capitol, in the Wisconsin Capitol, excuse me. And it almost seemed like we weren't watching the same speech as some others. And before we get into all the reactions, let's discuss why Evers wants so much more for a large core of the speech. Mental health, what he talked about in great detail yesterday.
Well, mental health services are an issue right now. I don't know if you or anybody you know has tried to go and get a referral from to speak to a licensed therapist in person or through the gigantic Aurora system. You'd think Aurora is pretty big, right?
Yeah.
Aurora is a pretty darn big. Spans a couple states. All right, cool. The wait list is 6 months, even with a referral.
That's a really long time to wait for mental health services.
And that's through normal channels without any emergency situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's like, you probably need to talk to somebody. But yeah, that's why things like BetterHelp are coming out there, that you have online services now, the privatization of it, basically. And some of those, I tried that myself. It did not work for me. I had a very uniquely interesting situation. I talked to you about that.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is that a lot of people are into it. A lot of people are seeking it. And a lot of people feel like they need it. I don't know why. Maybe because of this giant pandemic we had and everybody experienced some sort of, collective trauma from the entire thing. And also, everybody was forced to reassess their entire lives all in one situation because of, there could be death lurking around the corner because someone breathes on you wrong. Anyway, on top of that, I'm looking here, if you're looking for data.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this article from WPR.
Wisconsin Public Call Radio.
Volume. Call volume has skyrocketed since Wisconsin launched simplified 988 crisis hotline. If you didn't know, suicide hotline is much easier now, 988. Now, if you're wondering who put this out here, it was Donald Trump. He signed the bill into law about 2 years beforehand.
A lot of legwork on that project, though, to get there by one Wisconsin U.S. Senator, Tammy Baldwin, as well.
Absolutely. She introduced it into the Senate. She introduced the bill. She shepherded the bill. She worked on it. She made it work. The whole reason why it got onto Donald Trump's desk with bipartisan support was because of Tammy Baldwin. Now, this is Democrat, basically diametrically opposed to what Donald Trump is doing, but also took something that she could work with him on and got stuff done. And we wonder why Why is Tammy Baldwin continually getting reelected in landslides over and over? She gets things done, despite who is in office. No matter who she has to work with, the bills and the things that she's doing matter more. And by the way, this also ties in with what Governor Evers is trying to do, help with mental health. Because the numbers are way up on 988.
Yeah, way up as in the period of from August to December of 2022, for example, as after this launched in July, that same period of time saw a 66% jump in call volume compared to the same amount of time in 2021. So people are using this service now, Brian, that it is there, and it is something that we need to continue to invest in, but we also need to invest in other aspects of how we can, as a state, deliver mental health services to constituents. And declaring 2023 the year of mental health and working to identify that area specifically, because as you've already pointed out, we've seen bipartisan support on this issue. It was signed into law by former President Donald Trump. It was advocated and really shepherded through Congress by Democratic Senator, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. And so that we can have bipartisan solutions to these problems that we face if there is agreement and if both sides come to the table in good faith to deliver for Wisconsinites in this regard.
Yeah. I don't understand why this is something that's hard. It's like, why can't you get, I don't know, health benefits for veterans? It must be the easiest sell on the entire planet. They are smeared all over the world. Every time there's a flag, you better stand up with your hand over your heart or people in Wisconsin will look at you weird. Oh my goodness, there is a cult going on with the flag and you better go and respect it. But somehow, some way, we don't have the will to go and take care of health care for our veterans correctly. I don't know what it is. Okay, here's the thing. Maybe we're not considering the other side of the aisle as much. Maybe we'll see. Let's consider. But let's come back and let's consider what the other side of the aisle has to say about mental health and you know, funding things like, I don't know, schools and taking care of small businesses and, you know, continuing the economic growth and, you know, finding responsible ways to take care of local communities so that local communities have control over the funding of their police and fire and EMTs and things like that. Let's see the reaction to those type of things, and maybe we'll understand why they're so evil and horrible.
Well, I don't know, because again, it gets back to, were we all watching the same speech, Brian? Because some of those reactions that we're going to dive into next, I question whether or not they just had those talking points and the press releases ready to go, regardless of what the governor said. Because most of them just ignore what was actually in the speech last night and attacked the governor regardless of what he actually had to say. And if you want to talk about good faith and bipartisan efforts, you have to be listening to each other. And some of these statements seem to indicate Republicans aren't listening. Elected officials in the Republican Party aren't listening. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. We're going to continue when we get back.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Missy's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 1 minute from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Center in Madison. We welcome you to our Fetch Rewards pregame show as the Wisconsin Badgers get set for another very important week of Big Ten basketball. Home matchup with Northwestern tonight, and then a road trip facing them. A Wednesday game in State College against the Penn State Nittany Lions, followed by a Saturday afternoon matchup with Nebraska in Lincoln. Badgers trying to get consecutive wins after snapping what was a three-game losing streak on Thursday night, holding off Ohio State in Columbus 65-60. Northwestern has dropped its last two, had a very good week the week prior to that, coming off a COVID pause. Chris Collins' team won three times, but a little rougher go here in recent days for Northwestern, losing at Iowa 86-70, and then on the home floor, falling to Michigan 68-51. Wildcats took the first matchup with Wisconsin in a game that featured 16 lead changes in the second half. Northwestern defeated the Badgers 66-63, so Greg Gard's team are trying to get a split here this evening in Madison. We will, as always, hear from the Badgers head coach. We'll have our Badger notebook. Our Badger spotlight feature is Joe Krabbenhoff today. And as always, we will begin things with a visit with Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all a part of the Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save, built right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A chouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a chouse. We have so many options to create your very own chouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show, Wisconsin and Northwestern tonight at the Kohl Center, joined by Jeff Patricus on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We were just talking off air a moment ago, Jeff. It was a fun day of college basketball. Yeah, we're at that time of year. I think a lot of people are starting to pay attention to it now. Super Bowl's next week. Open weekend, unless you're into flag football, which, you know, the exciting Pro Bowl. But, again, I think a lot of folks get reminded of what, you know, many diehard fans have known for a while. These conference games matter, not just in the Big Ten, but elsewhere. The rivalry games matter. And in the Big Ten, really entertaining games in Iowa City and in Bloomington, Indiana. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I was impressed that Iowa was down at home. Now, obviously, they're at home, but they were down, and Illinois looked to be in pretty good shape in the second half. Iowa came back and beat them. They've been playing really well since getting off to a rough start. Rutgers is a really good team. We've talked about before. I mean, that guy does a terrific job, and he's got some talent. But the part of the reason that these games are so important this year is you go from 8-4 Rutgers in second place. If Wisconsin wins today, they're 6-6, two games out of second, along with about 15 other teams. There's going to be a lot of shifting, or there's a potential for a lot of shifting if a team or two gets hot and reels off some victories.
Yeah, one week can make a dramatic difference, which is what made Thursday really important for Wisconsin. Yes, it did not hit a field goal in the final 7-plus minutes, but it won the game, which, in your Ohio State, you're reeling right now. They lost at Michigan today, so style points don't necessarily matter right now at this time of year, right?
No, you take any victory you can get, home, away, neutral, whether you win by one or three, it does not matter. You want to win as many games as you can to move up the standings. And in my opinion, they've got a winnable game today. They weren't full strength when they played Northwestern last month in Evanston. They are full strength today.
It'll be interesting to see how Wisconsin fares here, because Northwestern, they all double the post right away, and the guards really were the difference, right, Boo Booey and Chase Audigi in game one?
Yeah, they combined for 36 points. I would expect Hepburn to be on Booey again. In the first game, Klesman was out, so they started Jordan Davis on Audige. Davis eventually fouled out in that game. So I'm guessing you'll see Klesmet on Audige. And if I remember correctly, they used Isijan on Ty Berry. So the Audige matchup, and if you slow Audige and Bowie, if Wisconsin does that today, your chances of victory go up significantly, because barring something really surprising happening, those are the two guys that have to carry Northwestern.
It'll be interesting to see Northwestern here today, because talking to folks and even watching their game against Michigan a few nights ago, the second half, it looked like the legs were heavy, not unlike how Wisconsin looked in the second half against Maryland. This is game six in a 14-game stretch for the Wildcats. They were rested, you could say that, coming off the COVID pause, first time that the Badgers played the Wildcats. Now it'll be interesting to see how they come out here today.
Yeah, I mean, every team other than Purdue and maybe Rutgers so far this year has gone through a stretch like that where they've taken some hits, whether it's the schedule being tough, whether it's injuries and the schedule being tough. So, I mean, you're going to do it. And teams that, like Ohio State's not surviving theirs right now, and they continue to drop. Wisconsin, if you win today, you know, you've turned the corner a little bit after those those three-game losing streaks separated by one victory.
Well, it's been interesting, a quick look around the league, how Indiana has come off the canvas because they were hearing it from their own fan base. Maryland has snapped back. Credit to both. I mean, but there's a lot of talent, yes, in both of those programs, but they didn't let that, you know, the bad stretches really spiral, did they?
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked to Indiana before. They were picked to win the league. Obviously, they had some injury issues. They've got Race Thompson back, although he's clearly not 100% from the knee injury. But they've been getting better play, more consistent play from their freshman point guard than they have from the veteran who's out with a foot injury.
Yep.
So, but I'll go back. We've talked about this before. Indiana's schedule down the stretch is really demanding. Now, maybe that changes now that we see how some teams are struggling, but I still think they faced their most daunting stretch coming, you know, the rest of this month and a little bit in March.
Yeah, it's always that who you play, where you play them, when you play them, right? Appreciate your time, sir. We'll see you in State College.
All right, can't wait.
There you go. That's Jeff Patrigas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. It's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese. A Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time for today's Badger Spotlight. And this afternoon, we touch base with Badgers Associate Head Coach Joe Krabbenhoff. And we hit on a few different topics with Joe, including breaking through the so-called dog days of the season, how you defend a player who's a little bigger than you are. And we begin by talking about how coaches are always learning, a thirst for knowledge. We mention it with players all the time. Well, it's a similar deal with coaches. Let's face it, when Joe or Sharif Chambliss, Dean Oliver, and of course Greg Gard, when they're watching a game, be it a college game or an NBA game, whatever the case, they're always looking to pick up something that maybe they can apply to this year's Badger team. Always watching and never afraid to jot down a few notes.
Little things in the game of basketball that we really enjoy that I think I've learned a lot from Coach Gard. He always stresses to us assistants and his staff to keep a notepad, keep a book, keep writing things down as you're watching games, as you go on the road. Even high school coaches here in the state are tremendous. Like, if you see something, write it down and bring it to me and see if we can work on it. And it's just a coach that's always trying to improve and get better and add more tools to the toolbox, per se. And I think you got a tip of the cap to Coach Gard at a program and a place that's so well established that you can lean on the foundation and the principles and find success. He's always trying to push that bar. And without losing sight of who we are, how can we always get better? Where can we find little areas to improve upon and plays and sets and philosophy to get better every single year.
Part of the philosophy here, the culture, and you mentioned your coach here, Coach Ryan. I remember, I think it was Bo's first or second year here, I used a term that I never used with him again. I said, you know, this time of year, Bo, it's like the dog days. And when I said dog days, he looked at me like I had two heads. That just like, no. So I'll put it a different way for you here. I mean, it's, as we speak, you know, we're ready to get into February. It's cold. We've got snow. Busting through that and just playing, right? I mean, you're laughing, but because the dog days thing, that just didn't fly, right? You got to bust through it and get excited out here. Yeah,
I won't look at you like he did. I've gotten that look too many, many times. That's okay. That's why we love him. You got to have the approach of just, it's tough. No one said it would be easy, but we got a lot that we're thankful and grateful for every day that we get to come to work at a great place like this and a program like this. Our players understand and appreciate where they're at, and they've put themselves in a position where they can, you know, have a lot of success this year and beyond. And it takes a lot of grit and determination. And when maybe losses stack up or things don't go your way one day, the next day ain't easier to get up and do it again. But that's why this program has leadership like Coach Gard and guys who have been here, Sharif Chambliss, myself, Dean Oliver, that can help maybe guys who are going through it for the first time, the dog days, how to get through those. And I have faith that this team and this program will continue to do that. There's really no other alternative route.
Exactly.
You just put your head down, you go to work, and you get better.
Well, there's a history of it here, to say the least. Final question in the hodgepodge here, but you mentioned the Jimmys and Joes, and one of the, you know, the challenges that teams will have in this team is that you've got guys, if it's Max, it could be Gilly, they have defensive assignments where they're looking up. They're looking up a few minutes. They're looking up a few inches. They're giving up some size here. General principles, what do you tell somebody, what do you emphasize with guys like that who might be trying to check somebody, you know, even O'Connor in a game against, you know, Illinois, going up against a veteran, a little bigger. What are the basic rules in those situations?
I mean, you try to level the playing field no matter what, you know. So if you're playing against a guy like Terrence Shannon, Max Klesman, how can... Well, when Terrence Shannon's on the bench with two fouls, you've done your job. And Max Klesman understood that. We watched film. We knew when he was putting the ball down with his left hand in a certain part of the floor, this is the best opportunity to get one on him, to meet him in the chest, take one. And on the other end of the floor, you know, specifically when they're guarding you, if maybe their elevator button, like Coach Gard likes to say, their elevator goes up a couple more floors than ours do, how do we level the playing field? 2 feet, pump fake, chin in the ball, you know, shoulders square to the basket. Don't let them, you know, be able to get it when you go up with it. And, you know, there's things we work on every day, the fundamentals of the game. Can you be fundamentally sound to level the playing field, no matter if it's height, athleticism, whatever it is? And then it's not like Max Klesman and those guys aren't great athletes either. Like, there's a toughness factor that not many people think about when they think about athlete. And those guys, you mentioned Max, Carter Gilmore, there's a toughness component to both those guys that ask any coach or anybody about them, they'll be like, what do you mean he's 3 inches shorter? It doesn't matter. Look how hard he plays. Mm-hmm. You know, so play the game hard.
That's Badgers Associate Head Coach Joe Krabenhoff. To that is today's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame show is coming up with our Badger Notebook. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Showtime now for our Badger Notebook, and we check in with Patrick Kirby. We've had good crowds at the Kohl Center. It was a great crowd for the Illinois game. I have a really good crowd here tonight for the Badgers and Northwestern. Patrick, the good news, the great news is we have had phenomenal crowds in women's sports here. In fact, just this weekend for the Fill the Bowl, there has been a lot to shout about. We celebrate the 50th anniversary of Title IX. But man, the turnout of fans for any number of women's events have just been phenomenal.
Yeah, we're really grateful as an athletic department to have such support, clearly in men's basketball and men's hockey when they're rolling, and football. But to see it in the women's sports is impressive, and it's something that's kind of unparalleled around the country. So Friday night when women's hockey did their Fill the Bowl here in the Kohl Center, they had 14,430 fans come out to see them play St. Cloud State. Unfortunately, they took a bump in that game. They beat them the next night. But that is one of 10 times that program has played in front of 10,000 fans. Put it this way, no other program has ever played in front of 10,000 fans in their home venue. So Wisconsin owns the 10 largest attended hockey games in history, including the record over 15,000 set back in 2017. Let me give you another little perspective on that. So over 14,000 here on Friday night. There were 26 other women's hockey games played on Friday and Saturday this weekend. Those 26 games combined had an attendance of 13,230.
Wow.
Credit Andy Baggett for looking that one up. That's an incredible stat that Wisconsin in one night surpassed 26 other games. So that's women's hockey. Well, if you were here in the fall when Wisconsin played volleyball in this building, you know how electric that was. It was incredible. They set the record for the largest crowd at a volleyball game when they played Florida on September 16th. That match drew 16,833 people into this venue and broke the collegiate mark. And the volleyball program is blessed that they are always play in front of big crowds over the field house. In fact, they had 16 home sellouts just this last year, and they always set program standards. And then the other piece was the women's basketball game of the other night, that when they had over 8,000 here for their Fill the Bowl game, and when they raised Teresa Huff's jersey number 21 into the rafters as the first women's player to have her number hanging in the rafters. And so Wisconsin has now had over 8,000 fans for three different women's sports this year. No other school in the country can say that. In fact, there's only one school that has even had that for two sports.
Oh,
Louisville drew it in volleyball and women's basketball. Nobody else is getting the kind of support Wisconsin women's sports are.
Yeah, hats off to those programs, and most of all, hats off to the fans for the support. That means the world to all of these athletes. Interesting doings this week, credit the Varsity Collective. I first saw it courtesy of the great source, Big Cat. A lot of billboards in Times Square introducing the world to the newest group of Badger football players.
Yeah, the football program is kind of moving in a little different direction than people are used to. And seeing things like this, although the football program wasn't directly responsible, it's kind of part of this momentum that's happening in that football program right now that's really exciting. And so this was a project by the Varsity Collective. People have heard about collectives now in NIL era and how they're able to support student athletes, and you're seeing it in come materializing in probably money offered to recruits. And that's not necessarily the game that Wisconsin is playing or intending to play. However, they do have a collective that has started and is in fundraising mode right now to help support athletes and to retain you know, student athletes and make them know that this is a great place to play and be rewarded for their efforts. And so the Varsity Collective took out a 15-minute video activation in Times Square, which is often just reserved for Hollywood types or Heisman campaigns. I remember Joey Harrington had that back in the day for Oregon, and that was a big deal. But it welcomed Wisconsin's 13 transfers and 6 early enrollees who've joined the program, and each one of them got their 15 seconds of fame, if you will, that their face and their name were in Times Square. And it was as much to get attention for the collective as it was to anybody that's walking around Times Square to be able to see that. But the collective wants to establish itself as a legitimate 501c3 that is going to be a big backbone for this athletic department. And so they were able to do that. They also put billboards in the hometowns of 6 out-of-state true freshmen who had enrolled at UW. So one was in Marietta, Georgia. One was in Naples, Florida. Batavia, Illinois. Jefferson Hills, Pennsylvania. Broomfield, Colorado. And then in Hamilton, Ohio.
Nice.
So these kids are having young adults are having, you know, exposure in their hometown. And it's the Varsity Collective is helping them already build their brand before they even get here. And then they did some locally, too. They did some on 794 near 6th Street in Milwaukee in conjunction with the Big Red Rally that was hosted there this week, which is a big donor event for the Milwaukee area and kind of giving back to that community and trying to establish that footprint even further in Milwaukee. And so we saw billboards on signing day here locally. Now we're seeing them in Times Square. I see some billboards out on the Beltline now of Jordan Davis, Chucky Hepburn, and
yes,
Tyler Wall doing Mountain Dew commercials. It's a brave new world right now, but Wisconsin is putting themselves out there and branding these guys as best they can.
Yeah, no, it's great. Great turnout from what I hear at the Big Red Rally this past Thursday, so that was good. And since your son's here, I want to wish him congratulations. Austin Herb with the game-winning bucket today. So that's it. But he's walking around like he's done it before.
Yeah,
he's good.
He's humble. He's humble. He better be.
Yeah,
otherwise, Joe Kravinoff will get on him.
Nice job, Austin. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it. That's Patrick Herb and Austin. And that is our Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Reward pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
I'm Sawyer.